Good morning.
Good morning.
We continue the journey with Sister Faustina in 1938. Were you born yet?
No.
So this is February the 1st, 1938. Today I'm feeling a little worse physically, but I'm still taking part in the common life, prayers, meals, and recreation. I'm making great efforts, known to you alone, Jesus. In the refectory today, I did not think I would last until the end of the meal. Every mouthful causes me extreme pain. When Mother Irene visited me a week ago, she said, "You catch every sickness, sister, because your system is so weak. But that is not your fault. In fact, if any other sister had that same sickness, she would certainly be walking around. Whereas you, sister, must stay in bed." Not a complimentary, eh? These words didn't hurt me, but it's better not to make such comparisons with every sick person, because the cup is full enough as it is. Another thing, when sisters visit the sick, they should not ask in detail every time, "What is hurting you and how does it hurt?" Because it's very tiresome to keep telling each sister the same thing about oneself. And it sometimes happens that one must repeat the same thing over and over many times a day. So at times we might show our concern, our care, and everybody has the same questions, and they have to answer the same questions. Don't do that. Less curiosity. If you show your friendship with a friend, well, out of curiosity, ask so many things. No, she said, don't do that. When I had gone to the chapel for a moment, the Lord gave me to know that among His chosen ones, there are some who are especially chosen and whom He calls to a higher form of holiness, to exceptional union with Him. These are seraphic souls from whom God demands greater love than He does from others. Although all live in the same covenant, He sometimes demands of a particular soul a greater degree of love. Such a soul understands this call because God makes this known to it interiorly. But a soul may either follow this call or not. So maybe Jesus is asking you more. Do you have the courage to respond? You might think you are not chosen. You are not the chosen one. But who knows? If you God give you some kind of, you know, inspiration. One more step. Are you ready? It depends on the soul itself, whether it is faithful to these touches of the Holy Spirit or whether it resists them. I've learned that there is a place in purgatory where souls will pay for their debt to God for such transgressions. This kind of torment is the most difficult of all. So rejection on earth could be a rejection also afterlife. So sometimes, if God give us so much grace, and we just reject it, when you lose the grace of the Lord, and she said here, you have to pay for that too. The soul which is specially marked by God will be distinguished everywhere, whether in heaven or in purgatory or in hell. In heaven, it will be distinguished for martyr souls by greater glory and radiance and deeper knowledge of God. In purgatory, by greater pain, because it knows God more profoundly and desires Him more vehemently. In hell, it will suffer more profoundly than other souls, because it knows more fully from whom it has lost. The indelible mark of God's exclusive love in a soul will not be obliterated. So whatever God given us, staying there, if you lose it, you have to be responsible. Responsible for the grace of God also. Right? Not that I don't like, don't think. Serious, huh? In heaven, you have a greater glory because you respond to His call. In purgatory, still more fire. In hell, worse, because you know you lose the most. So learn to be humble and respond accordingly to what God is calling you. Don't just lose all the chances. Don't think you are not chosen. Don't think you are like this, waving from one way to another. Very serious, eh? It's a serious calling. It sounds very serious today, eh? Oh Jesus, keep me in holy fear, so that I may not waste graces. Help me to be faithful to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Grant that my heart may burst for love of you, rather than I should neglect even one act of love for you. February 2nd, 1938. Darkness of the soul. Today is the feast of the Mother of God, and in my soul, it is so dark. The Lord has hidden Himself, and I am alone, all alone. My mind has become so dimmed that I see only fantasies about me. Not a single ray of light penetrates my soul. I do not understand myself or those who speak to me. Frightful temptations regarding the holy faith assail me. Oh my Jesus, save me. I cannot say anything more. I cannot describe these things in detail, for I fear lest someone be scandalized on reading this. I am astounded that such torments could befall a soul. Oh hurricane, what are you doing to the boats of my heart? This storm has lasted the whole day and night. 24 hours, no night at all, only Tommy. She said, call it hurricane in her soul. When Mother Superior Irene came to see me and asked, would you like to talk, to take advantage of this occasion, sister, since Father Andres is coming to hear confessions? I answered, no. It seemed to me that Father would not understand me, nor would I be able to make a confession. She is very choosy. Eh? She knows some people who knows, who understand her, and some doesn't, not even know how to listen to her. So she says no. I spent the whole night with Jesus in Gethsemane. From my breast, they escaped one continuous moan. A natural dying will be much easier, because then one is in agony and will die. While here, one is in agony but cannot die. Oh Jesus, I never thought such suffering could exist. Nothingness, that is the reality. I think the exact exciting Jesus experience on the cross, he cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? Exactly. the same thing. Oh Jesus, save me. I believe in you with all my heart. So many times I've seen the radiance of your face, and now where are you, Lord? So at times you have all the grace, all the warmth, brightness. At times you're in the tunnel, complete darkness. I believe, and again, I believe in you, Triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in all the truths which your Holy Church gives me to believe. But the darkness does not recede. You know, that's when the time she write this thing, exactly what she's feeling. And my spirit plunges into even greater agony. And at that moment, such terrible torment overwhelmed me. And now I'm amazed at myself that I did not breathe my last. But this was for only a brief instant. Thank the Lord, huh? At that moment, I saw Jesus, and from his heart, they issued some same two rays, which enveloped me whole and entire for 2 nights. At the same moment, all my torments vanished. My daughter, the Lord said, know that yourself, you are just what you have gone through, and it is only by my grace that you are a participant of eternal life and all the gifts I lavish on you. This is a path towards heaven. Agony of the Lord. For sickness of the Lord. And with these words of the Lord, there came to me a true knowledge of myself. Jesus is giving me a lesson in deep humility and at the same time, one of total trust in him. Although she is blind, she believes. That's what we have to learn. That's why the word trust is very important. At times, our faith is so weak. So this, Faustina said, Jesus gave him a chance to be humble. Not take, because I'm beloved by the Lord, so that I'm not in darkness. No. My heart is reduced to dust and ashes. And even if all people were to trample me under their feet, I would still consider that a favor. I feel and am, in fact, very deeply permeated with the knowledge that I'm nothing. So the real humiliations will be a refreshment for me. So much so. In the work, at times there's a kind of humility for you too. You see, Jesus knows, he understands. Jesus is with you, he stays with you. Inner eye is a gift. You know, you see what she said? Even everybody is crushing her. She stays still, she's lucky. The gift of the Lord. Now, February 3rd, today, after Holy Communion, Jesus again gave me a few directives. First, do not fight against the temptation by yourself, but disclose it to the confessor at once, and then the temptation will lose all its force. So, make use of confession. Cut off your doubts. Something you don't want to, don't just deal with yourself. Many times temptation, you cannot stand that. Jesus warned her, don't do it by yourself. And you too, me too. Second, during these ordeals, do not lose your peace. Live in my presence. Ask my mother and the saints for help. You see, our Heavenly Mother. That's why the rosary all the time in the hand, as a sign of the holding the hand of our Heavenly Mother. Because all the time Mary appear always with the rosary in her hand. So whenever you hold the rosary, you hold her hand. It's a symbol, symbolic but very useful. Third, have the certitude that I'm looking at you and supporting you. So you're not alone in the kitchen. You're never alone in the supermarket. At times you feel alone because you're far from the people from the Philippines. You think you're alone. Jesus said, no, you are. I am with you. Fourth, do not fear either struggles of the soul or any temptation, because I'm supporting you. If only you are willing to fight, know that the victory is always on your side. So the desire, very important decision to stay with Jesus, is very important. If you lose, finish. No war. You want to fight with Jesus, you will win, but only with Jesus. Fifth, note that by fighting bravely, you give me great glory and amass merits for yourself. Temptation gives you a chance to show me your fidelity. So it's a chance that God gives us to share. We have the oneness. You know, every time we say we are one, we sing very well, huh? We are one, we are one. We sing so lovely. It's real true. And I, Jesus continue, and now I'm going to tell you something that's most important for you. Boundless is sincerity with your spiritual director. Don't hide anything. If you do not take advantage of this great grace according to my instruction, I will take him away from you, and then you will be left to yourself. And all torments, which you know very well, will return to you. It displeases me that you do not take advantage of the opportunity when you are able to see him and talk with him. So Jesus is making use of people to help people. Jesus, of course, he can solve all her problems. But Jesus, no. Ask the confessor. Trust him. At times, Jesus mentioned once, I will speak through him to you. That makes you more humble. You might think, oh, this priest is a man. He's worse than me. You might think this. But no. Jesus is the one who works, not the priest. But Jesus through the priest, through the confessor, You know, that's when it causes, some pain. I'm a demon myself. Many times you think wrong way. You don't want to stop, you go ask right. At times you think Jesus says, if you think always, you just keep to yourself. I will take away the grace. So also, on the one hand, Jesus gave her so much inspiration. But on the other hand, we should be balanced. Otherwise, she could think she's God. She ought all the messages. Might be the confessor say, don't stop. Don't tell this to people. Maybe. We don't know. You know, God gave the confessor the right position of grace to discern what is right for other people or only for herself. You know, at times it happened. In life, there are some people who have kind of inspiration. You know, Jesus loved some people, but also at times should have this humility to share with the confessor. Know that it is great grace on my part when I give a spiritual director to a soul. You know, it is great grace on my part when I give a spiritual director to a soul. So you find somebody can help you spiritually, confessor, this is big grace. Many souls ask me for this, but it is not to all that I grant this grace. From the moment I gave you this priest as spiritual director, I endowed him with new lights so that he might easily know and understand you and understand your soul. So this kind of soul is not easy to be understood, that's true. Not all priests can understand her. Some people just disregard all her inspirations, but he needs a special grace. So Jesus giving, I think this priest is now going to be beatified in October, I think. He's the spiritual director of Sister Faustina. Okay, so much so for today. Very, very important today, the message, isn't it? Very, very important. It's a turning point of our life too. Don't lose the trust. Always believing. And don't lose the grace. That's important. We have to suffer for that. Or we have to enjoy for that. She said, are they in heaven or in purgatory or in hell? Whatever is given must be paid back. So don't play with yourself. Jesus loves, but seriously, he gives so much grace. If you lose it, that's the end of our day. Pray hard for this special grace that we always respond in with humility. Okay.